From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Republicans are having a good night in two states that went Democratic in last year's presidential election. The GOP has captured the governor's mansion in Virginia. Bob McDonnell is the new governor-elect.
8 months ago, I applied for the job of governor of Virginia. Tonight, you have hired me. Thank you.
McDonnell easily beat Democratic candidate Cree Deeds. A Republican also won in New Jersey. Former U.S. Attorney Chris Christie has defeated incumbent Governor John Corzine. From member station WBGO, David Cruz reports.
Republican Chris Christie was a George W. Bush-appointed federal prosecutor who built a reputation as a corruption buster. He pounded Corzine on the state's stagnant economy, high property taxes, and widespread corruption on his way to a surprising five-point victory. Despite several visits from President Obama, exit polls showed independents and suburban voters who were part of the Obama base last year turned out for Christie this time around. Facing an unemployment rate that is close to 10% and the highest property taxes in the country, Christie told supporters that the road ahead will be difficult.
The campaign we just went through will seem easy compared to the tasks that lie ahead of us to fix our state.
Christie's the first Republican elected to a statewide office here in 12 years. And faces a state legislature that is still controlled by Democrats. For NPR News, I'm David Cruz in Newark.
Well, Republicans won in New Jersey and Virginia, and Michael Bloomberg was reelected mayor in New York City. Democrat Bill Owens has won a closely watched congressional race in upstate New York. And in California, the Associated Press says Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi has won a special congressional election there, keeping a Northern California district in Democratic hands. Well, German Chancellor Angela Merkel told a joint meeting of Congress that there's no time to lose in reaching international agreement to limit global warming. Republicans boycotted the final drafting of climate change legislation in the Senate Environment Committee. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Senate Environment Committee Chairwoman Barbara Boxer held off trying to amend and vote on her cap-and-trade climate change bill because Republicans on the panel refused to participate.
There's every reason to work on it, and the reason they give to not work on it just doesn't hold up to the light of day in fairness and objectivity.
The only committee Republican who did show up was Ohio's George Voinovich. He said he and the other Republicans wanted a more thorough evaluation of the climate change bill by the Environmental Protection Agency.
The path to a bipartisan markup is straightforward. Allow the EPA to begin full economic analysis so that members can make the most informed decisions possible.
Democrats accuse Republicans of simply stalling. The panel is set to meet again Wednesday. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Stocks were mixed Tuesday. The Dow closed down 17 points. This is NPR. A justice of the peace in Louisiana has resigned after a public outcry over his refusal to marry an interracial couple. Sayward Farr with member station WRKF in Baton Rouge has the story.
Keith Bardwell resigned as Justice of the Peace in Tangipahoa Parish in southeast Louisiana. The Secretary of State's office confirmed his resignation. Last month, Bardwell refused to marry a white woman and a black man, saying he feared for the future of any children the couple may have. The couple has since filed a federal civil rights lawsuit. Bardwell has said he routinely recused himself from performing such marriages, but directed the couples to other justices who would perform the ceremony. State elected officials joined the public in calling for Bardwell's resignation after the incident received media attention. For NPR News, I'm Sayward Farr in Baton Rouge.
North Dakota Governor John Hovind is extending his sympathies to the families of three college softball players who've been found dead. Their bodies were found Tuesday inside a Jeep submerged in a farm pond.
We're all terribly saddened to learn of that the three women that we've been searching for apparently drowned in the vehicle. And our hearts and our prayers go out to them, to their families.
Authorities had been searching for the women since Sunday night. They were students at Dickinson State University. Police say signals from cell phone calls the women apparently made helped narrow the search. Officials in Cleveland say more remains have been discovered at the Cleveland home of a convicted rapist. Authorities say four more bodies and a skull were found today. Six bodies were found last week. Anthony Sewell was charged Tuesday with five counts of aggravated murder. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington,